Shanti, Shanti, peace. Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It's wonderful being with you again. All is well. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place, just the way it is. Do not try to change anything in your life or anywhere else. Everything is where it's supposed to be, doing what it's supposed to do, according to its nature. Something that you should be aware of upon waking every morning is that your body, your mind, your thoughts, the good thoughts and the bad thoughts, makes a difficult kind of thoughts, and your affairs are superimpositions in consciousness. And you are that consciousness. There's always been, will always be. The all-pervading pure intelligence. The whole world, planets, galaxies, everything that you see with your eyes, that you smell with your nose, that your senses tell you is real, are merely superimpositions in consciousness. It's like printing on paper. The printing is a pure superimposition in consciousness. The paper is consciousness. The printing without the paper would be a mess. It would be impossible to do. You have to have the paper that has the printing. When you buy a newspaper in the morning, or in the evening, whenever you buy a paper, when you read a paper, you forget all about the paper that's on. You look at the printing. You identify with the printing only, don't you? You only identify with the print. You turn from page to page, you look at the print, what it has to say. You don't even think about the paper. If you do, you will notice that page after page of printing, pictures, are all different, different stories, different pictures, but yet the paper always remains the same. There's never any change in the paper. The print changes, big print, small print, capital letters, script. But yeah, the paper never changes, the paper is always the same. And so this was human consciousness, same thing. People come, people go. Animals come, animals go, things change. But consciousness is always the same, never changes. It is that absolute reality that's always the same. Therefore, your job is not to identify with the body or the mind, or people, or persons, places, or things, but to identify with consciousness, with the paper, so to speak. To the extent that you can identify with the paper, or consciousness, to that extent will you feel bliss, happiness, joy. But if you only identify with the person, place, and things of your life, if you only identify with people, your body, your mind, and you forget about consciousness, then you'll suffer accordingly. For everything in this world is simply an illusion. It seems real, it appears real, it keeps changing from moment to moment, never the same, always changing. And what most of you do is you identify with the changes. You you become discouraged, annoyed, upset over a situation that you see in your life. If the situation is something like print on the paper, you change accordingly. But not the reality. The reality is the consciousness. When you wake in the morning, think of these things. It'll start your whole day going beautifully. When you realize to yourself that nothing matters, whatever happens in this life of yours, whatever transpires today, will not affect me at all. For the passing show comes and goes, it's not real. But consciousness is a reality. Without consciousness, it would be virtually impossible to have a human being or a thought or existence of any kind whatsoever. Consciousness is a reality. But it sounds like duality. We're saying there's consciousness and there's a human being, not really. This is how you see it in the beginning. So it appears in the beginning, it appears there are two. It appears if there's a human being, there's consciousness. There's a mind, there's a thought, people, places, things, and there's consciousness. But the reality of the matter is this. There's only consciousness. That's what there is. Consciousness appearing as the self. Nothing else exists. And you are that self. In reality, that is. So human beings, thoughts, planets, galaxies, are mirages, optical illusions. Like the sky appears resting on the mountaintop. When you look ahead, it appears that the sky is resting on the mountaintop. Not at all. It's an optical illusion. It's a mirage. The snake and the rope. It's a mirage. It's an illusion. The water in the desert is a mirage. It's as if we've been hypnotized into believing life is real as it appears. But nothing can be further than the truth. There's no reality whatsoever in anybody and anything. The only reality is consciousness. All you have to do is remember this. Be aware of this. When you wake in the morning. Say this to yourself. There's only consciousness. What appears to be myself, what appears to be my breakfast at the meeting, what appears to be my table in the house, chairs, couches, are all illusions and consciousness. There has to be something that holds the planets together. Where do the planets rest on? Consciousness. Where do the galaxies rest on? Consciousness. Which is called boundless space. Boundless space with consciousness is your real nature. This is what you really are. This really means that you are everything in this universe. everything that appears is you. From the ant to the tiger, to the homeless person, to the multimillionaire, it is all the same. To the parents, to become free, you must not be fooled by appearances any longer. And how can you tell if you're not fooled by appearances any longer? By the way you react. How do you react to things, places, people? This shows you where you're coming from, shows you what's going on. You have to wake up. You wake up and realize that nothing exists as it appears. You are that one that's always been, the Holy One, Sacred One. It is you. You are that. Why do you worry? Why do you fret? Of what are you afraid? If you have a glimpse of who you really are, how can you be afraid of anything? Of anyone? It's impossible. For you perceive life to be like a movie on the screen of life. The screen of life is a reality, the movie changes, it finishes at the beginning and end. But you, my friends, have no beginning and no end. You've always been what you are, pure awareness. This is your real nature. Knowing this awakens you totally and completely. Knowing this brings you peace. So you have to know this. So you have to do. Be cognizant of the fact of who you are. Do not allow the earth to fool you, the world to fool you any longer. By making you believe that something is wrong someplace, your life is not going the right way. You have to make changes, you have to go someplace else to live. We think it'll be better. It'll never happen. Wherever you go, you've got to bring yourself with you. If you go to an ashram, a monastery, thinking you'll find peace and quiet, your life will be worse for you. For if you cannot find peace and quiet where you are, you'll never find anywhere else. For the noise is coming from yourself. The problem is within you. And you have to take it wherever you go. Therefore, there's no running away from anything. There's standing up tall, being acquainted with yourself, and looking conditions right in the eye, realizing they came out of you. You are the one who gave them birth. All conditioning that gave birth comes from you. You are the mother of the universe. Go beyond it. Go beyond physical pleasure, physical pain. Go beyond the thinking of lack, limitation, sickness, health. Go beyond these things. You are pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure intelligence. This is your very nature. Not by understanding it intellectually, but by realizing it yourself. Come to the realization of this truth. I have always been the self, you say. I have never been anything else but the self, the pure self. Unobstructed. Unaffected by conditioning. Immortal. I am that. I am the universal harmony that has always existed and will always exist. I am the perfect self, without a beginning, without an end. I am boundless, choiceless, effortless. I am total freedom. For me, there is no longer any karma, some scars. That no longer exists for me. For I no longer live in time and space. Only if one lives in time and space is karma, some scars, mental impressions that come back to you, to haunt you. But when you understand that you do not live in time and space any longer, where's the karma? There's no place for it, there's no room for it. We are all pervading, omnipresence. Where would there be room for karma, samskaras? There's only karma when you think. For thoughts take place in time and space also. Your thoughts have to have space to think. You wouldn't be able to think. You have no space in which to think. You have to have the time to think. Is when you realize that you're not confined to time and space, there's no one left to think. Think about this. Okay, think about this. There's no one left to think. So I caught you. I caught you thinking. Try to understand what I'm saying. In order to think, there has to be space. Otherwise, well, you have nothing to think in. If there's no space, there's no place to think. And there has to be time for you to think also. The thoughts take time to think. But when you intelligently begin to understand that you have nothing to do with time and space whatsoever, then you have nothing to do with thoughts. And if you have nothing to do with thoughts, then you're the absolute reality. We're beyond thoughts. You choose us pure awareness. You're all pervading. This is your real nature, this is what you really are. Therefore, never give yourself an opportunity to think. Nip it in the bud. As soon as you feel the thought starting in your mind, put a stop to it. By inquiring, who thinks? Who thinks? I do. I think. Then what is the source of the other things? What is the source? Where did it come from? And keep still. You will soon find that you stop thinking completely. There's no one left to think. And you become totally happy and peaceful, blissful. Only you can do it for yourself. By remembering to remember when you wake in the morning. My body is simply a superimposition of consciousness. Only consciousness exists. Only consciousness is real. If you desire, you can focus yourself in the heart center and see a beautiful sphere of white light. Imagine it if you want. And realize the beautiful sphere of white light is consciousness. Feel your body being immersed in this consciousness. You're immersed in the presence and practical aspects of this consciousness, which is happiness and harmony. Feel this in yourself. feel it deeply. Do not feel external phenomena. Do not identify with external phenomena. As soon as the mind begins to sink, look at the bud. I'm not that, you say. You can even begin to realize, if you will, what the scriptures teach. Many of you have been brought up in the West, have probably been familiar with religions, one or the other. For instance, if you take the Psalms, where it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" And you do understand, you realize it's the Lord. And then an answer from Norfolk deity up in the sky, the Lord is consciousness. And the Lord is your strength, your light, your salvation. How can you fear? Who can fear? Where is there to fear? But again, the Lord becomes consciousness. It simply means that consciousness is all there is. That you are immersed in consciousness, therefore there's nothing to fear. How can you fear for your consciousness? Where is there to fear? Nothing. He goes on to say that the Lord is my strength, my life. Which means, again, consciousness is you. You're not consciousness, but consciousness is you. You are pure consciousness. This is what you really are. This is your life. Therefore, when you wish to look in the Bible, whatever that's the name, Lord, changes the consciousness. And you get a whole new meaning out of it. Those of you who are here tonight are ready for a change and to new freedom, to new light. And a change is coming soon. For we are awakening more and more. Do not let the world get to you. The world may appear powerful, strong, and real. But you have more going for you than you can ever imagine. You have the light going for you. The light of eternity. Consciousness is your reality. You have nothing to fear. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Do not worry about your affairs. Everything is in its right place and falling as it should. There are no mistakes anywhere. You must learn to live in the now, in the moment. Yesterday is dead, can never come back again. Tomorrow has not yet come. Now you are free. Now you are totally, absolutely free. this moment you are free. Do not think about it, just be it. Realize it, do not think about it, not try to figure it out, analyze it. Do not say to yourself, how can I be free? Look what's going on in my life. Forget about that. That's for kindergarten. No life like that exists any longer for you. You have no life that's going on anywhere, anyhow. There's only the one consciousness, and you are that. You have always been that, you are that now. Awaken to this truth. Wake up. Wake up and be free. Right now. Do it. Feel free to ask questions.
At the beginning of the meeting, you appeared to be in Sahaja Samadhi. Can you describe what it's like?
Sahaja Samadhi is the transcendence of the whole world. You're beyond the three states of sleeping, waking, and dreaming. You realize that you are the witness to the three states of consciousness, sleeping, waking, and dreaming. You have not changed. You are the same when you wake, you are the same when you sleep, you are the same when you dream. You're the observer of these things. So Sahaja Samadhi is a person who has transcended the three states of consciousness. The sleeping, waking, and dreaming state. And they're totally free. Always happy, always blissful. when they realize who they are, they're the self. And the waking, sleeping, dreaming consciousness has no power over them at all. A person who achieves this is called a sage. I don't know why they call it sage. I guess the name they like to give them.
Yesterday my wife and I, we went in a shopping center, and then she bought some ice cream, chocolate ice cream, so we both ate the ice cream. It was very enjoyable. And then she asked me whether I enjoyed it, and I said, yeah. But at the time of I enjoyed it, there was no I. Afterwards comes the thought, I'm enjoying it. It comes always afterwards. And then when I get home, I often get these vanity trips. I forgot what this one was. But after one of those, again asked me, said, well, to whom does this come? When I looked at it, while I was experiencing it, there was no I experiencing, there was just experiencing it, and afterwards comes the thought, I'm experiencing that one. But at the time of the experiencing, there's no I experiencing it.
Who was eating the ice cream?
There's no I at the time. At the moment of licking the ice cream, and it's so enjoyable. I'm not thinking I'm enjoying it, it's just enjoyment. But there's no I at that time.
But who's the enjoyer?
I don't know. Well, there is one. It's just enjoyment. Doesn't seem to be an enjoyer either. Afterwards, when I think about it, when she asked me, did you like it? I said, yeah, I liked it. It was then. By the time of just enjoying the ice cream, there's just enjoyment. There's no enjoyer either.
That's good. True. You're right.
Simply with the vanity trick, while I'm experiencing whatever it is. There's no idea either, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't make no difference, just experience.
Yes, that's a very good point. There's no one really to enjoy anything. It's just enjoyment. When you think you're enjoying it, you're spoiling it all. Because if you're enjoying something, the ice cream will be finished, they'll be upset. There's no ice cream left. If you get yourself out of the way, like Fred said, and there's only the enjoyment without a person or thing being enjoyed, then you can eat ice cream, do anything you like, and always be free and happy. That's a good point, Fred. Thank you. learn to keep your life simple. Do not become bogged down in this world of effect. The simpler your life is, the better. Practice loving kindness. Show peace to all. Do not be swayed by TV or newspapers. Be yourself. Make your life simple, peaceful. Do not listen to rumors. Do not become involved in deep philosophy. Be gentle, humble, and strong. The world may appear hard at times, but don't let it fool you. It really has no power over you at all. The reason it appears hard at times is because you allow it to be hard at times. So you see it, how you perceive it. It's all perception. Just look at the world and laugh, and it'll go away. Always realize you're divinely protected, divinely guided. The highest good. You have nothing to fight, nothing to fear. All is well. Marriage really.